طيب, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Verse number 51. Verse number 51 from chapter 18. This is the continuation of Surah Al-Kahf, the explanation of Surah Al-Kahf. يقول الله عز وجل ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah made them, meaning made who? Made Shaitan, Iblis, and his offspring and his friends. Allah made them not witness nor took them for help in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and not their own creation as well. Nor I, Allah, to take the misleaders as helpers. This is the translation of the meaning of the verse. Verse number 51. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to those whom people had taken as helpers and protectors besides Allah, where they have no right in the creation and in the running of the affairs. They are not qualified with that at all, save Allah is the one who is qualified with the attributes of creating and of running the affairs. Those whom you had taken as helpers and protectors besides Allah, knowing this fact that they didn't have a share nor ability to create and to run the affairs, Allah did not make them also witness His creation of the heavens and the earth. Because the creation of the heavens and the earth, were they were created before the creation of the shayateen, of the devils. Also, Allah is mentioning here that He didn't make them witness their own creation. So how do you come, how come you take them as helpers and protectors in matters which only Allah can do, where they didn't share in the creation, nor were they able to create anything, nor did they witness even the creation of anything? And in this verse there is evidence, and this is very important, there is evidence in this verse that anyone who speaks about the matters of the heavens and the earth without any legislative evidence or physical evidence, then his saying is rejected. So for example, if he would say the heavens were made from such and such and the earth was made from such and such, or someone would say that the earth is part of the sun or the like, from the wording where there is no proof for that, then we tell him that إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا أَشْهَدَكَ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We tell him that Allah did not put you as a witness for the creation of the heavens and the earth, and we will not accept anything of that which you say except when we find a physical evidence, clear physical evidence. Then in that sense we take it. And we know that the Quran does not oppose in any way the physical evidences. At the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nor is it for me, Allah, to take as helpers such as those misleading people who lead them astray. Allah is saying, I don't take them to help my religion. Why? Because the one who misleads, he misleads people away from the religion. So how come would you think that Allah will take these misleaders as helpers. And in this there is indication for man not to take the misleaders as helpers, seeking help from them, because they will be of no avail. They will not benefit you. To the contrary, they will hurt you. And therefore, don't depend upon the foolish, and don't depend upon the people of ahwa, of deviation, of deviant ways, who follow their desires, because they cannot really help you. Rather, they can cause harm to you. And therefore, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself did not take those misleaders as helpers, so it is incumbent that we ourselves, and it is not fitting that we take them, it means it is not fitting that we take them as helpers, those misleading ones, because there is no good in them. And in this there is a point of benefit, that the believer is called to stay away from bad company. The believers are called to stay away from bad company, and bad company are of two types, as you know. Bad company in morality, and also bad company in those misleading ones who follow their desires while they know the truth, trying to sway people away from it. So the believer should be careful in this respect as well. Then the next verse, Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُ شُرَكَائِيَ. الله أكبر. ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا. And remember the day, meaning the day of resurrection, when he, Allah, will say, call those, the so-called partners of mine, whom you pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not answer them, and we shall put there a barrier of destruction between them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the day. Which day? The day of resurrection. There Allah will say to them, those who had taken partners, who took partners with Allah in worship, and called others and made others divine from the creation, either from the saints or from the prophets, or you name it. So call upon them. Allah now is telling them, call upon them. Of course, for yunaduhum, they will call and there is no response. This will, وَهَذَا يَكُونَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. This will take place on the day of resurrection. So it will be told, it will be said to them, أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are these partners to me which you had taken and you claimed in this life? نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ شُفَعَاءُ. Call upon these partners that you have took, that they are helpers and protectors, and that they are intercessors. Call upon them. فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ. So they called upon them, no response. They will not listen to them. So these idols and the other images will not benefit its people. It will be those things and their worshippers as well, they will be thrown in the fire of hell, as Allah spoke about this in chapter 21 verse 98. إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون. Certainly you disbelievers, and that which you are worshipping now besides Allah are but fuel for the hell. Surely you will enter it. When this statement of Allah was revealed, which you see it in text, the meaning of which, certainly you disbelievers and that which you are worshipping now besides Allah are but fuel for hell, surely you will enter it, the pagans were delighted. The pagans at the time of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ were delighted, and they said, "We are pleased to be with our gods in the hellfire, as the idols will be with the idolaters in the hellfire, and therefore Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, Maryam, will be with his followers, with his worshippers," meaning in hellfire and so on. So they delighted. So they made this false argument. So, to clear this misunderstanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse to deny and reject their claim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. Verily those for whom the good has preceded from us, they will be removed far therefrom from hell. Meaning Isa, Jesus son of Mary, and Uzair, those which the Jews worshipped, etc. So this is very, very important to remember. And inshallah ta'ala we'll continue after a while, because I have to go for the prayers.